This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. And Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to discuss this Russia, North Korea, America thing. Veterans cheating on disability payments. In fact, I'll probably open with that. Someone wants to talk about burger toppings. All that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. All right, I want to begin with this one here. Jesse, what do you think about VA disability payments? My youngest brother was a Marine and living in Maryland. I know a lot of military people, many of whom receive disability payments despite working lucrative jobs and making well over six figures. They aren't missing limbs and eyes, etc. I know one man who's considered 100% disabled, and he receives a hefty check, plus he doesn't pay property taxes because his hearing was affected. I'm all for paying disabled vets, but if you're in one piece and can make $200K at a civilian job, are you the person that needs that money, or could it be better allocated to Gold Star families? Okay, I'm not going to say her name, but let's just be honest about this. There are a lot of veterans, a lot of them, who cheat on this disability stuff. They pretend to be disfigured and disabled to get free money from the government. And I personally know some guys I was in the Marines with when we were getting out. You know, when you get out, they work you over medically and they hand you your medical file and they teach you, hey, this apply for disability if you're injured or something like that. But people know how to game the system and work the system and lie about things. And friends of mine who were not disabled and were not disfigured, they worked this and worked that, and they would get disability. And it was a nice check. And they would come try to convince me to do it. Hey, Kelly, you got to do this. Hey, it's easy. Hey, it's free money. Hey, you got to do this. And I don't steal. If I was disabled or disfigured in some way, yes, I would do it. And if you are a vet that is that, go get your money. You go get your money. You fought for your country. If you gave up pieces of yourself for your country, you go get paid for that. And anyone else, not saying I'm judging you, because I'm not. I do not take what is not mine. I do not claim to be a moral person or a good person. I am immoral. I am not a good person at all. But I do not steal, ever. And for me, that's thievery. And I could not bring myself to steal from my country because I had served my country. Could not do it. It's very, 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 very common. It's something people don't talk about a lot. And the reason people don't talk about it is Americans love their veterans. It's just, we have a heart for veterans. And I'm glad we do. You should. It's really the mark of a good society that we love and appreciate our veterans. And people don't want to criticize them. They don't want to ever bring this up because it sounds like you're blasting away at veterans. But because I don't care about offending people, I'm more than happy to bring it up. It's wrong. I will not do it. I refuse to do it. And it's very, very, very common. Very, very common. Jesse, I'm wondering why Russia can use Iran or North Korea drones and rockets into Ukraine, but the Ukraine can't use U.S. or other countries' rockets. I think he means rockets. I think he's, oh, why can Russia? I don't even know what you're saying, buddy. That's not very good English. You need to spell check that. That was terrible.
Hey, Uncle Jesse, you ever think about adding some flair to your wardrobe? I'm talking white gloves like Michael Jackson to accentuate your enormous hands. Hey, man, my real question is, what's going on in Pennsylvania? I hear Bob Casey hasn't yet conceded. Is McCormick's Senate position in jeopardy? I hear they're counting the legal ballots or something like that. What's going on?
Well, Casey conceded. Casey finally conceded. And we still have a very broken election system in this country in blue areas. And they broke it on purpose. To have votes still being counted a week, 2 weeks after an election is an international embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. Oh, I don't understand why this is. It's not complicated at all. Democrats want to cheat in elections because Democrats are communists who only care about power. There's no moral founding whatsoever. Therefore, they will put into place as many rules and laws and procedures as many as humanly possible in order to muddy the waters and ensure that they will at least be able to cheat. It is not an accident that every single location where it takes forever to count the votes is a location that is controlled by Democrats. It's not an accident. Democrats campaign nationally that you shouldn't even have to show ID to vote. Since everyone can get an ID, there's only one reason you wouldn't want people to show ID. That's because you intend to cheat in elections. There's a reason they tried to pass H.R. 1 right after the election of Joe Biden. H.R. 1 nationalized elections, and it ensured all mail-in ballots for everywhere for all time. Why would you do something insane? Well, because mail-in ballots are where the most cheating happens. Now, just like I told you before the election, the most suicidal, insane, dumbest idea I've ever heard is this idea you get from people on the right when they say, every election's stolen. Remember how I used to yell at you about that? Every election's stolen. It's stupid. It's insane. It's a lie. And we just proved that's not true at all. Every election isn't stolen. Stop with that idiocy. But some are stolen. Many are stolen. We are getting better, and credit to the RNC. I can't believe I'm saying that, but they really did a great job. We are getting better at sniffing it out, lawyering up, and stopping it before it starts. The RNC, they stopped a lot of dirty stuff during that election. We still have a long way to go. It's just really dirty, man. These people were really dirty. Oh, speaking of dirty, Sunny Hostin on The View once again had to read a legal note because she keeps lying. The best thing the right ever did was start suing these media organizations, suing the daylights off of them, because now they can't just tell whatever lie they want. They always have to add the legal notes to avoid getting sued.
Oh, legal note. I have a legal note. Matt Gaetz has long denied all allegations and has not been charged with any crime. Yep. Gaetz previously dismissed allegations that he paid for sex, saying that, quote, someone is trying to recategorize my generosity to ex-girlfriends as something more untoward. Another legal note, Pete Hegseth's lawyer said he paid the woman in 2023 to head off the threat of a baseless lawsuit. He has denied any wrongdoing.
Just call the show Legal Note from now on.
They're so angry. They get so angry they have to make these legal notes now. Why? Because communists lie at all times. You cannot possibly be honest about their demonic religion of destruction. When you think about it, I was thinking about this last night. I had some peace and quiet because Ob left the room. I was thinking about this. Think about the presidential campaign Kamala Harris just ran. It was all a brazen lie about every position she's ever taken. They were running ads talking about how strong they were on the border when they opened up the border on purpose. These people lie about the positions they take at all times. In fact, there was a poll. I should dig this up, but it doesn't matter. You can go look it up yourself. There was this crazy poll that came out where somebody was calling voters, not you, not the informed. They were calling normies, and they were telling them Democrat positions. And the normies said the pollster was lying because no Democrat, nobody would actually take those positions. And the positions were things like transing kids behind the back of parents. The actual Democrat position was so insane that normies didn't believe that was an actual position they had. They just lie about everything. And again, I'll hand it to NPR. Why do you do that?
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
Oh, gosh, this truth. We're trying to get things done. I don't have time to tell the truth. If I tell the truth, then our revolution is going to fail. Our revolution involves destroying everything. And so we have to lie. Otherwise, people will catch on to that fact. They lie about everything at all times. Do you know how many Democrats would be mortified if they knew what they actually believed? If they found out what Democrats actually did and believed? I can't tell you how many people email this show and they'll say something to the effect of, Jesse, my dad is this lifelong Democrat and I told him they opened up the border on purpose and he said that's not true. It's obviously true. They're, like I said, they're bringing them in as fast as possible. But if you are a Democrat, it is a religion to you and always has been a religion to you. And if someone was to pull that thread enough, then it's not that your political party would crumble. Your entire worldview crumbles if you find out you've been lied to. So instead, they just stay in the lies. And I'm just so loving these legal notes. It's hilarious to me. I also love chalk because it makes me full of energy. These vitality stacks, they have male ones and female ones, natural herbal supplements. They're so good for your energy. And it's not that caffeine energy where your hands are shaky and sweaty. It's nothing like that at all. You just feel great. I'll get home from work at night, right? I'll get home from work at night and sometimes I'll work out. That's how good I feel. I'm just full of pep and energy. And I have chalk to thank for that. Take advantage of the Black Friday special and get some natural herbal supplements. Get a subscription. There's a massive discount you unlock with the code Jesse. You get a $50 bonus product on your first delivery. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days without sticking a needle in your arm? Do you have any idea how much better you're going to feel when you jack your T levels up 20%? That's after 90 days. What are you going to feel like in a year? Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Burger toppings in Russia. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We are having a blast, as we always do on a Friday. Jesse, I need your thoughts on the proper burger setup, specifically add-ons. My family and I went to our favorite burger place last week. My oldest and I tried something new by adding a layer of cream cheese to our standard double with American cheese. We were not overwhelmed. Do you, the burger meister, have a topping limit? I'm starting to think condiments should be the only thing you put on cheeseburgers other than maybe pickles. At some point, toppings take away from the burger. What say you? All right, so we're obviously not talking about my world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers because they don't need any toppings at all. No condiments, don't you dare put veggies on it. We're not going to talk about me and the fact that I already came up with the perfect recipe. Let's talk about you and your inferior burgers, whatever, whether you're making them or purchasing them somewhere. Yes, there have to be topping limits. You know, you want to keep, back when I was running for Congress in Arizona, there was a guy, a congressman, Pete Sessions. He's still around. I don't know what he's doing now, but Pete Sessions was a congressman back then. He was a big shot. And he came out to raise money, helped me raise money, try to run for Congress. And Pete Sessions loved, everywhere I went with him, he gave this same speech to people. And he would talk about keeping the big deal. Meaning, talk about big issues on the election. Don't find yourself wading through the minutiae. Take the big things people care about, keep it a big deal. Like you saw the campaign Trump just ran. He did very well.
What did he talk about the entire time? Inflation, immigration, inflation, immigration, inflation, immigration. Very few side roads from inflation, immigration. He kept the big deal, the big deal. It's what people cared about. It's what he talked about. This all comes back to your cheeseburger. A cheeseburger. It's designed to put delicious meat with melty cheese on it. It's designed to deliver those two things into your mouth. Those are the stars of the show. When you start throwing all this other crap on your burger, you haven't had my peanut butter and jelly bacon burger. You're right, I haven't. Because my cheeseburger doesn't need peanut butter and jelly. Acceptable additions to a burger are, by the way, not pickles either. You pickle people are crazy. Now, hold on, Corey, let me explain. I'm not anti-pickle, okay? I like pickles as much as the next man. I wish I could take that back. But you understand what I'm saying. I'll eat a pickle. I'm fine. If the wife has some dill pickles at home, sometimes she gets them from the store, I'll Kamala down a dill pickle. I'm fine with it. When you put a pickle on a burger, it takes away from the big deal. The meat, the cheese, the pickle like grabs you. It's all you can taste is the pickle. The only acceptable additions to a burger are things that, in a way, complement the meat and the cheese. Ketchup is okay. I personally don't eat ketchup on a burger much, but I'll get a, you know, McDonald's puts ketchup on a burger. I'll grab a McD's burger. I don't take it off. Ketchup's fine. Mustard's fine. Mayo's fine. Adds a little tang on there. Stop it, Chris. There's nothing wrong with that. Mayo's fine. Onions can be fine on a burger. Fried jalapenos. If you find a place that has fried jalapenos or jalapeno strips. I was talking to Chris yesterday. Dairy Queen used to do that. They might still do that, but we used to go to Dairy Queen for burgers, and they'll do that. Yeah, Chris, an egg. You know what? You know why a fried egg works on a burger? Because it doesn't come in and try to take over. It knows it's not the star of the show. It's a bit player. You need bit players, right? It's a role player. If you're in the NBA, you need a guy who's going to be able to play defense and rebound. Not everyone gets to score 30 points a game. That's what the fried egg is. It knows its role. Its job is to be there, add some yolk, complement the meat and the cheese flavors. This is the role of the egg. Where people go nuts is they start picking every little thing. I need lettuce. I need tomatoes. We need extra pickles on this. Should I get 8,000 onions? Then we need ketchup, mustard, and mayo. And then let's add some hot sauce to it. It didn't need any of that. You know what? Lima beans needs that. The wife was trying to get us all to eat broccoli a couple days ago because she's always trying to be healthy and things like that. She was trying to get us all to eat broccoli. So she did what many people do and made this big broccoli casserole. And she threw so much crap in there. It was just cheese and crumbs. And I mean, you know what broccoli casserole is. Everyone's seen broccoli casserole. And yeah, it was still gross, but that wasn't her fault. She knew broccoli is disgusting. It's foul. It's barely even edible. And so I have to throw a bunch of great things in there because broccoli needs help. Broccoli is special needs. The cheeseburger is a genius. The broccoli needs an extra tutor, a helping hand, because it's disgusting. A cheeseburger doesn't need any of those things. Think about broccoli as if it's Chris. Me, I'm the cheeseburger. Chris doesn't mean he's a bad person. He just needs a lot of help. Me, I can basically do it all on my own. Does that explain it? I hope that explained it perfectly. At least in a way I understood it. Chris doesn't seem to see it my way, but that's beside the point. You need to give to Tunnel to Towers. It's Christmas season. And Tunnel to Towers, they're special all 12 months of the year. But in Christmas season, it's really, really extra special. These families who have lost a father, a mother, fallen first responder families, Gold Star families, they get presented with homes this season. They're building smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans. I lost my leg. I can't do this. I'm missing my arms. Tunnel to Towers is the organization that's helping. And unlike a lot of, quote, veterans organizations, They do more than just talk about it. They have more than just a fancy label. More than 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to its programs. In the nonprofit world, that's unheard of. $11 a month is all they ask for. Sign up to give it automatically. You'll never know it's gone. T2T.org. T2T.org. All right. Ukraine and Russia and Joe Biden. We will talk about that next. Is it possible to bribe me? Of course it is. We'll discuss that and more. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Oh, no, my hat. I forgot my hat. There it is. I'm wearing this sweet hat today. It's kind of like one of these floppy old school hats. I don't know what they're called. Jewish producer Chris has not been very nice about it. Corey was a lot more supportive, and I appreciate that. It's obviously jealousy. We all know what that is. El Jefe of the Little Hands. Why on earth is a man known to be mentally impaired being allowed to give Ukraine permission to escalate their attacks into Russia? His name is Kevin. Why is this guy calling the shots?
2024 NBA champions, the Bulls. You're Celtics, right?
Well, let's just be honest about this. Obviously, Joe Biden isn't making this call. Joe Biden hasn't made any calls for 4 years. The swamp is making all the calls for him. All the little Obama communists he put around him, like Susan Rice and Victoria Nunes and Lisa Monacos and these people, these are the ones who are setting policy for the United States of America. They're the ones deciding the who's who and the what's what. But all that aside, why is this allowed? Why is this allowed? Elections have consequences. Honestly, I know we just won a big election, and so everyone just kind of wants to move on and forget about that, but we just had 4 years of Joe Biden. And cheating aside from 2020, which they very obviously did, but cheating aside, roughly half the country went out and voted for a cadaver. And he was obviously a cadaver. It was obvious to anyone who cared enough about their country to pay attention that he was not a functional adult. And now this country has had to endure 4 years of this child sitting in the White House, drooling on himself. And it is not outside of the realm of possibility that that decision to put him in the White House will cause World War III. And that's what happens when you elect Democrats. And there are so many people who are so mind warped in this country, they can't help but vote for these people over and over and over again. Elections have consequences. You heard me ranting about Michigan. They're going through this too. Michigan was a red state in 2016. And then they had this witch governor, Gretchen Whitmer, lock them down. Michigan was locked down like New York was locked down. Michigan was locked down like California was locked down. They didn't let people buy gardening seeds in the grocery store. And after years of that, the people of Michigan, because Roe versus Wade had been overturned, they went to the voting booth and they didn't vote to throw out the tyrant who'd locked down their gardening seeds. They voted because they loved abortion so much. And now businesses are closing, minimum wage through the roof, restaurants going downhill, quality of life in Michigan is plummeting. And I'm sorry, I don't have sympathy. None. I sympathize with the people who voted the right way, but Michigan as a whole wanted this. You loved abortion. I need to murder my baby. It's all that matters. Hey, wait a minute. Why is my restaurant closing? Because you're a moron who votes on abortion. Congratulations. You got what you get. And the United States of America. Wide open border. Flooding the country with illegals for 4 years. Internationally embarrassed several times over. More than just Afghanistan, but we'll talk about that.
our strategic oil reserve wiped out. They drained it to help their election chances in the midterms. A complete communist takeover of the Department of Justice and FBI, where they've thrown their political opponents in prison for 4 years. And if you voted for Joe Biden back in 2020, you did this. We have got to stop excusing the voter. I addressed the question a little bit ago about how do these people just ignore laws? How is it possible these politicians can just ignore laws? The American people are not interested and engaged enough in politics to hold our politicians accountable. And an uninterested, uninformed public is the greatest benefit in the world to an evil tyrant. And that's why we have evil tyrants who run the country, because the public doesn't care. They got their Netflix. They got their air conditioning. Life is comfortable. The air conditioning's working. They don't look. You know what? That's a very good point, Chris. Chris said the normies didn't know about the tranny stuff. You remember that ad that Trump ran? We've played the audio for you. The ad Trump ran about Kamala Harris and her support for, you know, trannying inmates at taxpayers' expense. You know what was the wildest thing to me about that ad? How obvious that was. I knew that. You knew that. When I saw the ad, I actually said to myself, well, yeah, everyone knows that's their position. But that ad was so impactful because for millions of Americans, that was the first time they heard about it. What? These guys are into the tranny stuff? I had no idea. Anyway, the game's on. If we don't step up as a population and get more involved and interested in politics, this is how it's going to go. Jesse, big hands, Kelly. If the system contacted you and offered a $10 million check to write the commie manifesto promoting communism, would you take it? Absolutely. No, I'm kidding. I would not. Like I've said before, I'm not a good person. I've never told you that. I don't pretend to be. I'm one big flaw, right? I'm one big fail. But I wanted to lead with that because what I'm about to say is going to sound like I'm tooting my own horn, and you know the Oracle would never do something like that. But I'm just not a big money guy. And it's not that I dislike money. I like money just fine. I like a delicious steak dinner just fine. I like flying first class. I like comfortable shoes. You know, I like a car that doesn't break down. I'm not acting like I'm some sort of Buddhist monk who's above money. I'm not saying that. But money has never driven me. Back when I didn't have any of it, it didn't drive me. Obviously, I needed money to pay the bills. And like I said, I'm not acting like a monk here. Money's fine. But presenting me with a $10 million check to violate what I believe would not even be tempting to me at all. Would not even be tempting to me. No, I am not for sale. Jesse, you just called Lindsey Graham flimsy. Why don't you call him Flimsy Graham? For a knucklehead like you, I'm sure you would have to come up with that on. Or I'm sure you would have come up with that on your own. His name is Pat. I just had a great idea. From now on this show, I just thought of this. Instead of calling him Lindsey Graham, we're going to call him Flimsy Graham. Just popped into my head, and now we're running with it, Chris. This is what happens when you have a mind that works so well. It works so fast. My mind, I want you to think about Chris's mind like a, have you ever seen a slug on the sidewalk? It lost its shell and it's slowly dying as it's barely making its way over to the grass. That's how I want you to think about Chris's mind. My mind, have you ever seen an IndyCar race? With those cars, they make those sounds and they go super, super fast. Chris's mind is the slug. Mine is one of those Indy cars. Flimsy Graham. I can't believe I came up with that.
Hey, Jesse, I'm Michael. Quick question for you. If anything were to happen to where, you know, let's say President Biden gets sick or incapacitated and Kamala becomes president for the remainder of the term through the 25th Amendment, et cetera. And a vice president is not approved by the House and Senate, the nominee for vice president, and there's a vacancy in the vice president spot, who would certify the election on January 6th if there was no vice president? Is there a constitutional contingency for that?
The Pope. Statue of Liberty admirer. If you had to fire Chris and the new guy, his name is Corey, and I don't care either. And if you had to fire Chris and the new guy and replace them with two current elected officials, who would you hire? Nerds like Mike Johnson and Pete Ricketts could probably do it. Or since you do all the work anyway, good point, would you go with entertainment, someone like Grandma Vodka and John Fetterman? Well, we couldn't have Nancy Pelosi in here. We've had one of those big half-gallon handles of vodka in this studio ever since we moved in, and I don't think anyone's ever opened the thing. Did you open it, Chris? Are you drunk right now? Are you drunk? No, Chris is. See, nobody here is a heavy drinker or anything like that. But Nancy Pelosi, she would break the office. Chris would lose his mind with the liquor bills. We wouldn't do that. No, if we had to hire a couple elected officials to work in here, it would probably be Lauren Boebert and Anna Paulina Luna. Anyway, your dog needs nutrition. You know that? Your dog doesn't get nutrition from dog food. It's brown because it's dead. They kill everything in dog food. That's why our dogs die too early. I know that's a little morbid, but our dogs die before they should. I think back to every dog I ever had, and I know I lost them too early, except for the ones that got hit by a car. Rough Greens couldn't help there. But Rough Greens provides vitamins, minerals, probiotics, the things your dog needs to live longer and healthier and happier. Go get a free Jumpstart trial bag, and you will see such a difference in your dog. And they have Meow Greens now, too, for you cat people. But a free Jumpstart trial bag. Fred, his breath is better. His digestive system doesn't act up anymore. 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. If you don't like that song, you don't like America. That's what I'm talking about. And it is, of course, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're going to keep our focus there because if I focus on this speech by Christopher Wray, my head's going to pop off.
The thing that is most inspiring to me about the FBI, when I reflect on all that I've seen and experienced over the past 7.5 years, is the heart of the FBI. America, the world, really, knows the FBI for our fidelity, bravery, and integrity. And they should. That's great. They should. But I wish they also knew how fiercely our folks care for each other and how much of our heart we put into our FBI family.
Remember when we had that leaked memo from the Richmond field office? And we found out the FBI was infiltrating churches. Remember that? It's interesting.
What I see and what I hear wherever I am is that the work we're doing every day, the investigations we're conducting, the partnerships we're building, the
Remember when they sent a SWAT team? They sent a SWAT team to the home of a pastor and they pointed guns at his wife and his children, and his crime was, well, nothing, because the local DA had already declined to charge him with anything. And they tried to charge him, and he ended up getting off scot-free, but they pointed guns at his wife and his kids. An evil, evil secret police agency. Truly, truly evil. But this is how these people see themselves. They see themselves as the vanguard of the system, right? That's why they're always talking about how great they are.
The thing that is most inspiring to me about the FBI, when I reflect on all that I've seen and experienced.
I can't do it anymore. Jesse Leathers, he says. What was the one thing when you were in Iraq that just made you laugh? I mean, laugh so hard you had tears when you think of it today, you smirk. Your story of the MREs, constipation, and splashdown cracked me up good. It sounds like you could use a good laugh. I don't know about laughter. I'll think about that. But I will tell you, there was a great, great moment I remember. We were in Kuwait, and then George Bush declared war, and then we went into Iraq, and we did the whole tour, right? Cleared up to Baghdad, and, you know, securing Baghdad and all the other crap that comes with that. And from there, once Baghdad was fairly secure, they moved us down to a place called Najaf. Najaf. I always thought it was El Najaf, but again, you don't know what's going on most of the time when you're in. The people back home watching on the news knew more about that stuff than we actually did. But we go back to Najaf. And in Najaf, we have to secure this kind of outdoor farmer's market area because it had walls around it. We knew we could build it up into a fairly secure perimeter. And then we would go out on patrols doing various things, guarding ammo, dumps, hunting down people, just things you have to do, right? Breaking people's jaws, little things like that. And at one point in time, we had to go because the mayor of Najaf, his life was in imminent danger because everyone's so friggin' violent in that place. And we had to go do shifts guarding the mayor's residence. So we go over there. Now, I know you're going to mock me, but food is a really big deal to me, as you well know. And by this point in time, we had had nothing but MREs. It was just nothing but crap food that you got to get by. You know, that's what they can do. They can't serve you a gourmet meal. No, Waffle House isn't coming out. So you got what you got. And one day, close to one of the gates, there was, and I forget the circumstances around it, but there was kind of this shell of a building, and it was multiple floors. It was three or four stories at least, but there were no walls. There was no ceiling on it, but it was all just concrete cinder blocks, like the shell, like someone framed one out and then left it. And close to this building was one of the gates where we had to guard the mayor's mansion. And this guy, I think it was a dude, maybe it was a lady. I'm trying to remember. You forget some things, right? I think it was a dude, though. This guy comes up, and he's selling these, they're not breakfast tacos, they were breakfast pitas. And it was this freshly made pita, you know what a pita is. And he opened up the pita, so it's a pocket. And he must have used about 20 sticks of butter with these scrambled eggs and chopped up onions. So there was no cheese or anything like that. I mean, it's Iraq, but it was a pita with buttery scrambled eggs and onions in it. And he was selling them to us, I still remember this, for $1 a piece. And I had $2 on me. And I pay him $2. I take these things. Remember, this is me. I'm obsessed with food anyway. And I take these things. I haven't had anything good to eat. And I go up to the top floor of that shelled out building, the shell of a building. And I'm by myself. I just want to be by myself. And I sat there and I wolfed those things down. And I had butter and grease coming down my face. And I was audibly eating. It was embarrassing. I wish I could have a recording of it. It was, Chris, it was bad. It was, in any way you can embarrass yourself, I practically did. And I sat up there in the peace and quiet, nothing exploding, nobody shooting, nobody dying, nobody screaming, nobody nothing. And I sat up there by myself and I ate those two things. And yeah, you probably wouldn't even look at them twice today, but at the moment, that was the greatest thing I had ever eaten in my life. And that was one of the greatest experiences of my life. Sit down and eat a couple breakfast pitas. And I know it doesn't sound like anything. I probably didn't even relay that correctly. But at the time, it was everything to me. The only bad thing about it that I can think of is I didn't have my male vitality stack to wash down afterwards, because that's my breakfast routine now. When I get up and I eat my breakfast, I go get my little pill thing, like I'm a 90-year-old man, only it doesn't have pills in it. It has my natural herbal supplements from Chalk. It has my male vitality stack in it. And like this morning, I did it, and I opened up my little Friday thing, and I took my male vitality stack, and I do that because I want energy. I do that because I want to feel good. I want my mind to work good. I want my mood to be good. That's why I do these things. Chalk is running a massive massive special in November. It's their Black Friday special. It's only in November. Take advantage of it. Go to chalk.com and find something you love. It's not just male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks. It's more natural herbal supplements than you can count. And they're standing by to help you. They will help you at Chalk. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We still have an hour left. Let's talk about the internet. Did it advance communism? And should you join the National Guard if you're old? Hang on.
Why should you listen to
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.